As a former Latin teacher, I'm always interested in the evolution of languages. Civilizations that we consider to be ancient, or at least unbelievably old, still shape the words and phrases that we use every day. Those ancient people developed some pretty interesting ways of communicating what they were seeing and how they were experiencing the world around them. I'm always struck by the way that cultures from around the world have influenced our modern English language, and the animal kingdom is a great place to see language in action. One of my favorite fun language tidbits is how often the Greeks, Romans, and a number of subsequent Romance languages defaulted to pigs when naming other animals. Take, for example, porcupines. Porcus, from the Roman for pig, and spinae, meaning spines. I love how literal translations like this are. And every time I see a porcupine, I always laugh that the Romans essentially named this animal a spine pig. The least fair of the ancient pig naming spree must be porpoises. The name porpoise is derived from the Latin porcopiscus, which is a combination of porcus, meaning pig, and piscus, meaning fish. Poor porpoises, or should I say pigfish? There are 6 different species of porpoises across the world, but in our area we are most likely to encounter the harbor porpoise. As the name implies, you can find harbor porpoises in coastal waters like harbors and estuaries in the North Atlantic, North Pacific, and the Black Sea. Harbor porpoises are the smallest porpoise species, measuring 4 to 6 feet long as adults and weighing a maximum of 170 pounds. Unlike many animal species, female harbor porpoises outweigh their male counterparts often by more than 20 pounds. Unlike many porpoise, dolphin, and whale species, harbor porpoises are considered relatively solitary. If they are found in groups, the groups are no larger than 5 individuals. Harbor porpoises enjoy the temperate and subarctic waters in the northern hemisphere. Here, they hunt for fish, preferring small schooling fish like herring, sprat, and capelin. Unlike orcas and many dolphin species that hunt in packs, most harbor porpoises are known to hunt alone. With their small size and preference for being a loner, it's no surprise that the harbor porpoise is consistently bullied by lots of other larger aquatic mammals. Both orcas and dolphins have been known to attack any species of porpoise. But harbor porpoises are especially vulnerable due to their size. Packs of dolphins have been known to encircle both juvenile and adult porpoises and use them for target practice. Dolphins will use their powerful flippers to inflict internal damage to the porpoise, while using their sharp teeth to puncture the skin. The dolphins do not eat the porpoises, and scientists still aren't clear why dolphins are so downright mean. Some believe that they view porpoises as a threat to their dwindling food resources, and therefore feel the need to kill their rivals. Other scientists have suggested that dolphins attack porpoises to hone their skill at killing baby dolphins, since dolphins are terrifyingly hardcore killers. But that's for another episode. Even harbor seals have been known to take a bite out of porpoises to feast on their nourishing blubber. Often, when we are out on the water and spot a large gray mammal with flippers, we immediately tend to call it a dolphin. Given the harassment that porpoises receive from dolphins, I always think it's best to try and not confuse the two. From a distance, it can be difficult to spot the animal's nose. But dolphins have long, pointed noses, whereas porpoises tend to have shorter snouts. Dolphins also have curved dorsal fins, whereas porpoises feature very angular fins. Porpoises, especially harbor porpoises, are also much smaller than dolphins. The poor harbor porpoise, they're the Rodney Dangerfield of the aquatic animal kingdom. They get no respect. And with a name like pigfish, I can see why. But we humans can do more to protect harbor porpoises, and all of our ocean friends, by reducing plastic pollution, taking action against global warming, and choosing sustainable fishing practices that can protect the entire ocean food chain. You can learn more about our local plants and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.